Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Masechet Yoma Devarim Chesed in days the sugya about nilus sandal. The Gemara starts off Me'alotzis v'sandal shel sham b'yom kippurim. Sham is a gumi, a non-leather shoe. And the Gemara brings of Shulman Levi wore a sandal shel sham and her blood is in Ninve. Said you could go out with the sandal shel sham. Rav Yehuda went out with the Tehitni Abai with Hutzi, Rav with Divli. And Rabbi Avuna was Karuk Suja Karev Anafik. Then the Gemara asked Akasha that we have this Machlekes Remain of Yesi by Kavek Itea, and that's a Machlekes if it's a Minul or not, and yet, Rishavim also let's blame Mikiburim. So even if it's not a Minul, even according to Rabbi Yesi, the Analogo and the Chavis, it's not a Minul, he's still Analogo and Yom Kippur. So Abaye said it's because of the panic, because of a Tainig, but Rabbi said no, Tainig alone is not a reason to ask it. So Rava says, no, the Kuli Alma, it's a minnow. And in Shabbos, they're arguing if there's a chash that it might fall off and you'll carry it down on Miss Bashasa Rabbah. So the problem is, I bizarre if the Kuli Alma, it's a minnow. So then, L'chayri, you shouldn't be allowed to go out with it on Yom Kippur. So what's the pshat in the Meram that went out with the non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur? It's three Mahalchim and the Rishainim, understanding the Maskanas of the Sugil Halacha. Rashi says, that in Yom Kippur it's Aser, because it's a minnel. But the Hidni and the Hutz are live minnelu. The Hidni and the Hutz is not a minnel. That means that according to Rashi, in the Maskana of the Sugi is you don't need leather to be a minnel to Aser in Yom Kippur. But the reason why the minnelim of the Amirun, they're not a shoe. And Shaila is, what does it mean? What's a shoe and what's not a shoe? If you don't need it to be leather to be a shoe, what's the qualifications of a shoe? So as you might say, that maybe the vart is you need something to be megan. Wood is a very tough material, it's megan. And these things are not megan. But the problem is the Mechamis, in the Ramban of Mechamis says, that there's a brisa in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that says that for Chalitza, if sham and sieve works, and in Pilya Shel Bega doesn't work. And Shaila is, what's the chilek? If you need leather, so then why does sham and sieve work? If you don't need leather, why is an empilish shabegit no good? Empilish shabegit is like a slipper. So the Gemara says that it goes like Rabbi Meir, that you don't need leather, but hai megin, hai loy megin. Empilish shabegit is not protective, but sham is protective. See, it's protective, and that's why it's good for chalitza. So why isn't it good for Yom Kippurim? So the Ramban of Melchamis explains that there's a machloikis tanon in Masech the Shabbos Nasamach Vav, about sandals shel sayodim. They're made out of kash, they're made out of straw. And that's a shiloh. Did they have a din of a sandal shel eitz, which we're saying is a shoe? Or no, they're shvacher than eitz. So, the word is like this. That brisa holds that they have a din of eitz, and it works. These amiram hold, like the other man, the amiram of din of eitz, and it doesn't work. That's how the Ramban learns the sugya according to Rashi. So, goodness, eitz is definitely aser. And sham, lemaisa, these are hold the mutter, even though the brisa says it's good for chalitza, it's a machlokes tanon. There's a pan of meiris, which we're going to discuss soon, that says a different pshat. That says for chalitza, it's a shoe, chalitza is totally in megan, but for Yom Kippur, it's not a comfortable shoe, you can still feel the ground, you're able to imagish the kashi akarka, and you feel ki'ilu you're barefoot, and therefore, that's why for Yom Kippur you're allowed to go out. We're going to see Beis Hashem the Panamiris. But let's go again with Rashi. Rashi holds that the Maskanis HaGemara is you don't need leather to be Aser. And what's the pshat that these other shoes are Mutter? Either they're Amban is Mash because these Amram hold are not considered to be Megan. And the Panamiris says because you can feel the ground underneath, so they're an Inui. But that's the Chilik. The Baal Amar learns that no, the Maskanis HaGemara is not like all these Amram. A non-leather shoe is a non-leather shoe. If Rava says it's Aser, it means it's Aser, period. And we don't bask like these Amiron. But the only thing he says we do bask like is if you wrap your foot with a towel, with a siddur, so that's not a shoe b'chlal. But a shoe that's made out of sham, or hutzi, or hidni, or divli, that would be considered a shoe, and that would be Aser on Yom Kippur. So Rashi holds you don't need leather, b'chaponim, you need wood. Those are not a shoe altogether. And the Baal Amar says, you don't need leather, and those are taka aser on Yom Kippur. Yishayinim asks a lot of kashas on the Baal Amar. First of all, Rav himself, who says, the Kulei Amin Minali, he's the one that was nafik bedivli. So how does that shdim? He's telling me we don't pass it as Amram because Rav is maskan is that it's us. Rav himself was one of the Amram. So tell her. Second kasha, the Panamir says it's kasha. Kasha and Cheshbin. If Rav wants to say not like these Amram, why does he have to say the Kulei Almi Minalhu? Let him say that the Machlokes is if it's a Minal, and for Yom Kippur, you don't need a Minal to be us. It's not like the Amram. That's Pshat Rashi, he says. Rav seems to be trying to help these Amram. That Azai, the Brisa said, even if it's not a minnow, it's us in Yom Kippur. No. It's a minnow. But you don't need leather to be a minnow. But those cases are not a minnow. But if you're going to tell me that these Amram anyway are shver, it doesn't shtim, because according to Rav, those are also a minnow. So say it's not a minnow. Say it's us even though it's not a minnow. The half minnow was it's us even though it's not a minnow. Why did Rav switch that? Why didn't Rav say the machloek is if it's a minnow and everyone knows it's us because you don't need a minnow to be us? Mishleima. If Rav was trying to be miyashiv, that really you do need a minnow to be asa and Yom Kippur, and by the other Amram it wasn't a minnow, then it's good. But if the pshat is anyways going not like the other Amram, so why do you have to say it is a minnow? He could have said it's not a minnow and it's asa like the have a minnow, as I affect upon the meiris. The Mechamas also asks another kasha, that what was Rav's kasha and Abaya? Abaya had the teretz, that mishum ksisa mishum tainug. In fact, Rav, what do you mean? Tainig is not asa. Rambam Bar Avuna was nafik, was karak suja karev nafik. If you're anyway not going to go, you're not going to feel meshubit to these amiron. What do you meshubit to Rambam Bar Avuna that was karak karev suja nafik? Anyway, these are the kashas. But al kopanim, the Baal Amar learns that the maskanas Gemara is that there's no din that you need a leather shoe on Yom Kippur. All shoes are asa, and then Rambam did like then we won't pass them like that. But the Rif and the Rosh, they just bring the beginning of the Gemara. They bring all those Amiram, and then they stop. They don't bring the Masiv, and they don't bring Rav. They only bring that. It's clearly, they're passing all the Amiram are Kedin. And they don't bring Rav that says the Kolam in Minuhu. Sounds like they're not passing like Rav. So the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran in this Kedushim to Shamas say that the Kolam in Minuhu means Yermei and Avyesi. But there's a third Amira. There's a third Amira in Masech Neshamis, Daf Samach Vav, and Masech Neshivamis, Daf Kuf Beis, that holds this Yisrael, that anything which is not leather is not a minnow. And the Shakla V'tayah of the Sugya was, this was the Shakla V'tayah of the Sugya. I have a Rayah from Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi holds it's not a minnow and still Aser. So to Rav, no. Rabbi Yasi holds it's a minnow. But what do we hold? We hold it's not a minnow. So that's the Shakla V'tayah here. The Amram went out with it. Why? Because it's not a minnow. Fake the Gemara, but Rabbi Yasi also says it's not a minnow. He asks us to go out on Shabbos. And still it's us on Yom Kippur. See, on Yom Kippur you don't need a minnow. So they might know, Rabbi Yasi holds it is a minnow. He only is asking on Shabbos because no enough across us here. But there's another Tana in the Sugi and Yavamis in the Sugi of Shabbos that holds it's not a minnow. And all those Chacham and Paschal like that Tana. So what comes out of Lach HaLamaisa? According to the Ramban and Lachamis, the way he learns the Rif and the Rush, the Pashas of the Rif and the Rush, there's a klal. If it's not leather, it's not Aser on Yom Kippur, period. It's not a minnow, it's not Aser on Yom Kippur. That's what we pass. According to the Baal Amar on the other side, there's no such thing. Any shoe is Aser. It doesn't matter if it's leather or not. And Rashi seems to know the chilik, that a minnow shall eats is a minnow and it's Aser on Yom Kippur, but shall sham is not a minnow and it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Reish Yudalet Tzav Beis Paskins, that if it's not leather, it's mutter, that's what like the Rif and the Rush. The Derech and the Mechaba, Paskins like the Rif and the Rush, and the Ramah also is not masik, he also is that way. The Yerabim, he says you should not wear a minnow shel eitz, like Rashi, and he says that's what Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Riaz say, and the Mishneh Berurah brings it. And the Bach wants to be machma like the Baal Amar, he says that the Smag and the Smak also hold that way. The Bach also brings the Bahag and the Mukayesif that hold that they weren't matter a minnow shel sham only b'makam chayli or istinis, but stamazai, you have to go without shoes, without any foot gear altogether. Well, your rabbi is not so much. Your rabbi could be already like Rashi, that there could be foot gear you could go with, just not a minnow shel eitz. Now, according to Rashi, we have to get clear what exactly is mutter, what exactly is asa, but kipshutai, it's only if it's not megan or if it's uncomfortable, you can feel the ground, then it'll be mutter. But if you have a perfectly good shoe and happens not to be leather, according to Rashi, that would seem to be also like a minnow shel eitz. Now, Panim Iris has a long tshuva on it. It's a chelik beis simuch avches, because he says, "Chadashim ikarev bo They wear these shoes that are made out of felt, very hard felt, and they look exactly like a shoe, and they're very comfortable, and they're not leather. And he's against it. Brings the sugya. He's marich, but in the Erichas he says like this. He says the Rambam in Ilchas Shvi'is Sas the Perek Gimel Hakazayin says Bekitzin Imritz. Asul lino minol v'sent v'sandal afilu raglechus. You're not allowed to wear a shoe or a sandal. Umut the lutzeis v'sandal shol sham v'shol gemi ukeitzibem. So he does pass like those that are on, not like the Balamar. You're allowed to go with sham and gemi. And he doesn't say that in the veitz. And then he writes, v'karech adam begel aragla v'yitzibay. That's Rabbi Barafuna. And he fears ice. Why? Shari kaishi ha'aretz magia l'aragla v'margish shehu yachayf. Because the hardness of the ground reaches his feet and he realizes that he's barefoot. He feels that he's barefoot. Now the Beis Yosef brings 3 days. The 3 days that we mentioned. Rashi that says the Eitz is Asur and Sham is Mutter. The Rizal says the Sham is also Asur. The Rif and the Rosh say that Eitz is also Mutter. Anything that's not Ar. And he writes about the Rambam Dvarev Stumen. And what he means to say L'chair is, we don't know what he holds. I mean, he's clearly a mattering sham, but we don't know what he holds about eights. Is he all like Rashi? Does he all give from the Rosh? We're not sure. Zag de panim iris, I don't understand why you're not sure. The Rambam says very clearly why it's mutter. Shari kaishi ha'aretz magi l'rangel v'margish shehu yachif. That's what Tanai gives. L'chari is neng a chilek between a slipper and a shoe. I mean, I'm using the word slipper and shoe. But if you have a soft sole, where you feel the kaishi aretz, that's mutter. If you have a hard soul, where you don't feel the kaishi aretz, that's asur. If the Rambam would hold anything that's not leather is mutter, let him say so. Let him say it's mutter because it's not leather, it's not a shoe. He doesn't say that. He says clearly what he holds. He says it's mutter because the kaishi aretz megiu magashu yachev. And the Panamiris really holds that everybody holds this way. This is the Pshat in Rashi. It's a minol. But the sham is not a minol. Why? Because the Yom Kippur is totally an inui. And as long as you have the kaishi ha'aretz, you realize a yachev, you feel yachev, that's the klal. And he holds the rif and the rashi also hold that way. I mean, it's not like the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran, but that's what he holds. That the yusayim is a heter of sham, like the Rambam, because it's married with yachev, but Bamisin he goes through all the sugyas, the sugya here, the sugya in Yevamis, the Sugyan Shabbos, that's what he comes out. And his maskan is a yorid v'chored the dvar Hashem, should be machman, not go out with the minol asuyim, milavadim, v'asa kemidis minol shalanu, umegin, v'ein amargis klal shu yachayf, v'lav v'chalinu, only, right, emela, v'machman tavol v'bracha. So that's what he holds. You can wear slippers, but when you're amargis, you can't wear shoes. And that says the place can bring it. The Shari Chuvin Simon Tafkuf Nandal brings it even Linyan Tishabab. The Chsam Sefer brings it in the Gais and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafri Shidal Linyam Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Vinei Av She'ein Limchus B'anam Akilim Achrei Shal Shulchan Aruch V'rei V'chreinim Akilim Mikol Malka Mishav Shalei Nochein Lahach Mevalelach Manpilo Shal Beged Kenog. It means slippers. He should go with cloth slippers. Achein, I'm sorry, Lelachutzam, let's you have to go out. And you can't wear slippers, it's going to really hurt your feet. You're going to get damaged or whatever it is. So he says, you should wear the hard slippers or the galoshes. But don't wear leather shoes. Which he means like this. The Shulchan Aruch already says, if you're going outside into the mud, and it's really, really not possible to go without shoes, so you can wear shoes. Like it says at the end of the sugya, the machmas sakanas akuv mutter. If you're wearing shoes because you have to, you can wear shoes. So zak the Mishnah Berurah like this: if anyway you can't go with slippers outside, it will hurt your feet too much. So it's better. He's saying you should be machmer not to wear non-leather shoes. Don't wear sneakers or kalashin or galoshes or whatever it is, because according to Rashi, and perhaps according to the Rambam, and certainly according to the Balamar, it's asur. You can wear slippers. And filoy shel beged. But when you're going outside, rather than wearing leather shoes, because you'll say, what's it? No. These are only a chumrah. These are only a chumrah. Leather shoes are asur medina. So when you go outside, you should take a put on your sneakers, your galoshes, whatever it is. And when you're inside, then you should just wear filoy shel beged, just wear slippers or just wear socks. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Lechair, it's not a very hard chumrah to keep. If lamaisa, when you're going outside, you could wear taka the sneakers or the non-leather shoes, and when you're inside, when you're in shul or in the house, not to wear, just to wear the socks or the slippers, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rif and the Rosh, and that's a psak halacha, and Rav Feis can bring it that that anything that's not leather is mutter. But we do have kama shitas rishenim, Rashi and the Riaz and the Shulchan Gebayim and the Smag and the Smak that don't hold the heter of non leather shoes. And the chayr, it's not that hard to be machmek at Rav. And the Shari Tshuva brings down the churban and the chsam seif, and the Mishabru says nachin lachmem mishavshe. Now, there's another issue in the sugya as well. The Taisa speaks about it, but teyetsa b'kav shaloi. That the shayla is, we have a machlekes Rebbein or Beisi, normally we pass him like a Beisi. Beisi holds us also to go a teyetsa b'kav shaloi. And our sugya says that the pshat in Beisi is because it will fall down. So kumteis, if you have a non-leather shoe, a wooden shoe, which is mehedik, which is tight and will not fall off, it's mutter. But Taisus brings down Rashi in Shabbos that holds because it's not a minol. It's not a minol, and memela, it's aser. And Taisus is bothered. And our sugi shteitach, it's a minol. So what's the pshat? The problem is a little bit like this. According to the Rif and the Rosh, and the Ramban and the Ran, that hold anything that's or is not a minol, so the chayr, what's the pshat? Then the chayr should come out lemaskon, it's mutter and imkibr, but it's aser on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says the reason why Rebbein and Beisi are matter is because it's a minhag. And we mentioned, the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran say that there's a sugya in Shabbos and in Yevamis, there's a Tana which holds that no, it's not a minhag. And according to that Tana, it's mutter and imkibr. Now according to that Tana, it should be aser on Shabbos. That's the chayr of a state in the Gemara. Whatever is not a minhag is aser on Shabbos, even without the time of Dilma Shalif. So the Ramban Taka holds that way. The Ramban Taka holds it's aser on Shabbos. Ramban holds anything which is not a leather shoe is usher in Shabbos. And the Ramban has the Gevaldik Hashayla. So what's Pshat in these Amirom? Einich and Ami mitzad the Isser of Yom Kippur, mitzad the Din of Inui, they could go out with the Sham and the Hitni and the Hutzni and the Divli V'chuli. But what happened to the Isser of carrying? You're not allowed to carry in Yom Kippur also. Akadekach, when the Ramban says, Nafak doesn't mean Nafak to Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis. Nafak means they went out of the house and they were wearing the non-leather shoes, but they didn't go to Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis. But Enechanami, it would be awesome for them to go outside of the Erev because it's carrying. So the Ran says that's a Deichik. So the Ran says a Gemal Begeswar. The Ran says that on Shabbos, if you go out without a minol, you're carrying. But on Yom Kippur, you can't wear a minol. So on Yom Kippur, the din of carrying changes. Hayyas in Yom Kippur, it's not shy to wear a minol. So a non-minol becomes a minol in Yom carrying, on Yom Kippur specifically, and the male is no din of Eitzah. So Kumtai, say according to the Ramban, say according to the Ran, to go out on Shabbos with a non-leather shoe, is Aser. Just the Ramban holds it's even Aser in Yom Kippur, and the Ran says in Yom Kippur it's Mutter. Now, if you Baal Amar, that you're not allowed to wear any non-leather shoe in Yom Kippur, then you can go out on Shabbos. But according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, a non-leather shoe, which is megan, and you don't feel any character, whatever it is, would also be mutter. I mean, the Panamiri says even if you do, even shalsham, the Panamiri says it's only legabi yom kippur that it's mutter because it's an inu, but really it is a minol legabi shabbos and it'll be mutter. But if you're going to make a klal by yom kippur, then no matter how good the shoe is, if it's not leather, it's not a shoe you can wear it on yom kippur. That klal should apply in shabbos also. And should ask you to go out with an on Shabbos because it's carrying. And both the Ramban and the Ran who explain the sugyas and who hold that the pshat why we matter all non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur is because it's not a minhag. Even though both the Ramban and Beis holds a minhag, but there's another Tana which holds it's not a minhag. They tackle hold that Tana with all the sasas carrying on Shabbos. And why is it mutter Yom Kippur? The Ramban holds it's not, and the Ran holds Yom Kippur gufa would be mutter because that's your shoe on Yom Kippur. But the problem is, the Panami Ires and the Gayan and the Prima God, the Musa, ask the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, like we said, says any non-leather shoe is Mutter Yom Kippur, it's not a minhag. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Aleph, Sifta Zayin, only asks a non-leather shoe which slips off. But something which is tight, and you don't have to be afraid it'll slip off, is mutter. So manushach, he's mezakeh shtar lebei trei. When it comes to Yom Kippur, he's mekel, because it's not leather, it's not a minnow. And when it comes to Shabbos, he says, no, we're not afraid that if we're not afraid it will slip off, if it's a shoe that's tight, so then it's not called carrying on Shabbos. So what's the pshat in that? So the Bia goes marich about it. Then he's talking miyashav v'shulchan aruch. He goes with the Rashba Masech the Shabbos Daf Samach Vav. The Ikav Vart he says is that the Rashba holds that the maskanis hasugya is that Shabbos is not totally in the Shem Minol. Because Bam is a little bit shver. I mean, shver both. Yom Kippur also is a little bit shver. Avaisis Yom Kippur is totally in the Shem Minol. That you see from all the Amiron. But Shabbos is not. Shabbos is not totally Shem Minol. And I would explain why these Amiron allowed to go out and out with them. Because once we say that Kavik Iteya is because maybe you'll fall off, then we don't have to say the whole Yisai that by Shabbos you need a Shem Minol. Anything which is a normal thing to wear would not be considered carrying on Shabbos. So now the Shulchan Aruch is good. That's what the Gaon says. But the Gaon fears us, but the Ikal Adin is the Ramban. That if it's not a leather shoe, you're not going to go out on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Maskanis of the Gaon. So Kumtes will come out, not like the Minigah Elam, and it's just Santa Chumra, that you should not wear non-leather shoes on Shabbos. And the Chara, who would then, if it's a leather upper and a rubber sole, be the same thing? So, while it's not that hard to make sure that your Shabbos shoes have a leather sole, but it's not, you know, it's not a given. If you want to be machmir, the Shulchan Aruch paskins its mutter, but the Arishainim, the Rabban and the Ran, both hold that it's aser, and the Goyen holds the Ikadinas that way, and Mifrat, if we make a on Yom Kippur, so there would be a makam to be machmir on Shabbos. Now, if you want to be machmer on Shabbos, you still could be mekel on Yom Kippur to go out with non-leather shoes with shisaram. You might not have another eitzim because you have the ran. The Magen Avraham and the Mishabru and some Siman Tafresh Yudal bring the ran, and they bring the ran that the reason why there's no problem of going out with a non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur is because that's middle of the day. So you have two chumras that come out from the sugya. One chumra is that on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, as much as possible, don't wear a non-leather shoe. You can wear it in the street because you don't have an eitzah. And there, if you don't have an eitzah, even allowed to wear a leather shoe in the street. So kol shekein, you can wear a non-leather shoe. But in the house, in the shul, you shouldn't wear it. You should wear slippers or socks. And we have a second chumrah, that when you're walking out on Shabbos into the street, whether it's a shusarabim or a karmelis, you should make sure that the shoe is completely leather. If you have a shoe that's all man-made material, or even a leather shoe with a rubber sole, you have the Ashitas Rishayim mold that there's an Isser, and an Ashisarabim, perhaps even an Isser Deraisa to go with it. We don't pass in the way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins very clearly that it's mutter, but there's a makan to be machmer. The Goyin is Neitel Hachmer, and on Shabbos not to go out with a non-leather shoe, but to go out to be machmer like the Ramban, the Yom Kippur also not to go out along with the shoe, that's already Avait the Chumra, you're ready to commit Sarif also to Das Haran, the Shulchan Aruch holds, like we said, they're both. It's Mutter on Yom Kippur, it's Mutter on Shabbos. We have the Goyin, that's Miyashiv, it goes like Dushay Rajma, that's the Psak Halacha. But in case you want to be Machmer, and Asir it on Yom Kippur, and Asir it on Shabbos, Fal Kapanim, to go out with a non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur, where you can't wear a leather shoe, you have the Ransvar to Matter, that I think will be too much of a Chumra. That's the sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.